From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The leader of the Commonwealth Observer team says Guyana is now in the critical period leading up to Monday's historic elections. And a European Community official warns the Caribbean against biting off more than it can chew. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As the people of Guyana prepare for Monday's elections, international observers and some political parties are expressing dissatisfaction with aspects of the electoral arrangements. Sandra Baptiste reports that at this late stage, with so many hoping for the country's first free and fair poll in nearly three decades, the election machinery is showing signs of rust.
The chairman of the 16-member Commonwealth Observer Group, David Peterson, says there are still serious problems with the electoral machinery.
If one views this as a 100-mile race, one could say that we've come 95 miles. The danger is we can stumble in the last 5 miles and break our noses and destroy all of the gains of the last couple of years. So the last two or three days of this election are extremely critical, have to be done well in order to build faith among the average Guyanese that is their election, that it is fair, that it is free, and not manipulated.